Do you feel like your kids are constantly asking you for things all day and it gets to be overwhelming because it takes away time that you could be doing other things, whether that's doing things for yourself, like reading a book or just relaxing and zoning out on your phone on social media? But instead, you have to constantly do all of these things for your kids, like get them a snack or hand them a toy or help them do this, or now they want you to do something else. So if you're feeling like your kids are constantly needing you, I am going to be sharing with you 5 ways that I help my kids be more independent. So I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, and I strategically do things in our home so that they can foster more independence and they're not constantly needing me for everything. So if you are ready to do that as well for your kids, just to help them be more independent so they can do more things around the house by themselves, then you are going to love today's episode.
Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. My name is Lucretia, and I want to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take that overwhelm out of motherhood. So let's dive into all the juicy goodness.
Here are a few reasons why you would want to help your children be more independent. First, it helps them boost their self-esteem and their confidence. So whenever you give them the opportunity to do things on their own, they feel that sense of accomplishment, that sense of pride, because they're able to do something. Like when I let my 1-year-old turn off the light to the room when we're leaving the room, I'll let her turn the light off, and she gets so excited. Like it just makes her entire day. So even little things like that, just allowing them to do more things, to be a little more independent, it really helps them feel like they've accomplished something. They have a lot of pride in what they did. So it really just boosts their self-esteem and their confidence. The second reason is that it helps them develop life skills. So learning basic self-care tasks and household chores early on will help them develop important life skills later on, like being able to clean up after themselves. I don't know if you've ever lived with a roommate and they were messy and you just, like, it just didn't work out. Like, you just couldn't live with someone that was messier than you. So that, like, we want to help them develop those life skills. So that's why it's important to teach our kids to clean up after themselves, because, you know, having a messy house has been linked to things like depression and anxiety. So we don't want to set our kids up to live that type of life. So teaching them early on basic self-care tasks and how to go about handling household chores in a simple way that they don't dread constantly doing the chores, that is also very important. Third reason to help them be more independent is because it encourages problem solving. Whenever you help your child solve a problem on their own, so you're not just jumping in and solving it for them, you're teaching them how to be an independent thinker. You're teaching them how to think for themselves, which is going to come in handy later on down the road when they have those peer pressure circumstances and they just don't feel confident enough to say no in that situation. You starting now by letting them think for themselves will help them out down the road. So they have the confidence to say, like, no, I don't want to do that. And they can actually speak up for themselves and they can solve problems like, okay, should I pay my rent this month or spend this money shopping? So that's like laughable because that's like a decision of many of us have faced. But it's like you have to learn early on to figure out how to solve these problems and think through the consequences of these actions. And then the last reason to help your child be more independent is that it reduces frustration. So whenever your toddler is able to do things independently, they're not as frustrated and they're not as dependent on you to do everything for them or dependent on someone else, because we all know toddlers aren't great at waiting around for things. Like I can be cooking my daughter's food and my 4-year-old, she'll be like, is it done yet? Is it done yet? And I'm like, no, I literally just opened the can. Like, I have to cook it. Or my 1-year-old, she'll just like fall out on the floor waiting for me to make the food. So helping them be more independent and, you know, having like we have snacks down. That's one thing that I do. I have snacks now where my 4-year-old can reach them. So instead of whenever she gets hungry, instead of just asking me all day for things, she can just go in there and grab a healthy snack while she's waiting on dinner to cook or something like that. So it just reduces frustration whenever they're able to do things more independently. There are 5 overarching principles that I do to help my kids be more independent, mostly my 4-year-old, but some of these do apply to my 1-year-old as well. The first thing I do is I create a safe, child-friendly environment within our home. So I have my home set up in a way that allows my kids to move around freely. They can explore without constantly needing my help. So this means I have toys down where they can reach them. So whenever they want to play with something, it's right there for them to play with it. I have dishes down where they can reach them as well. Like I said, we have snacks down where they can reach them. And these are they're in wraps. So like my 1-year-old can't go and grab a snack and eat it because she wouldn't be able to open it. So they're like, it's child safe, a child safe environment. They have like kids furniture. So they have like chairs that are their size for them to sit in. I just make sure that everything is set up in a way that they can access it. Like we have a small table that has 2 chairs, 1 for each of them. It's a kid's table that they can sit at and like do artwork, or if we do homeschooling, she will sit at her small table sometimes. She likes to sit at the big table now, my 4-year-old. But sometimes she'll sit at her small table and paint or something like that. But we just try to keep the furniture and all of the things that they need down on their level so that they can access it easily without needing either of our help. So that's the first thing. I make sure that they're able to access things and that it's safe for them and very child-friendly. The second thing I do to help with their independence is I encourage self-care. So I teach them like the basic self-care tasks, such as like washing their hands before we eat, washing their hands after they go to the bathroom, brushing their teeth, flossing their teeth, getting dressed all by herself. My 4-year-old gets dressed all by herself, puts her shoes on, everything. Her clothes are down where she can reach them, so she doesn't need me to help her get dressed. I can be in the living room and say, hey, go put some shorts on. It's hot outside today. She can go in her room and get her shorts all by herself. So I make sure that she is able to do these simple self-care tasks. She brushes her own teeth. She flosses her own teeth. And it just really puts her in the driver's seat more. So we don't have those power struggles where it's like me telling her to do all of this stuff and then she's upset because she can't do it by herself. Like, she can just go in there and do it by herself. Like, if she needs to wash her hands, she has her little step stool in the bathroom, so she can go in there and get on that and wash her hands all by herself. That's another thing. We really focus on self-care. She's been going through this phase where she's been wiping her nose with her hand. And so we've been really focusing on that. Like, you know, get a Kleenex or, you know, use something else to wipe your nose. And then if you do use your hand, at least go and wash them so you're not passing your germs around to all of us. So we just are making sure that we focus on teaching her these healthy self-care habits at an early age. So that's the second thing we do. The third thing that we do to help our kids be more independent is we give them simple chores. Now, both of my kids have simple chores. They start, as soon as they could walk, I start giving, like, allowing them to do more around the house. So, like, picking up their toys when they're done with them. My daughter actually I think she was 11 months old. I put a video on TikTok of her picking up her toys. So from early on, they clean up after themselves. So we give them simple chores like they love putting away the groceries after we go grocery shopping. They love unloading the dishwasher and putting the dishes where they go, picking up their toys. Laundry. They love doing the laundry. So, and we try to make the chores like we make sure we watch what we say and how we act to the chores, because I think some of our kids end up learning to hate chores because we unintentionally teach them that just from them watching our reaction to the chores. So then they learn that chores are a bad thing. And so we are cautious of how we speak about the chores and, you know, how we act when it's time to clean up. We don't make it like this bad thing, like, oh, we have to do the dishes and oh, I'm tired of cleaning it. Like, we just don't really complain about it because what's the point anyways? We still have to do it. So we just do it and just make it as fun as possible. We'll put on some music or we'll sing songs while we're cleaning. Like, we just get it done. That's another thing that we do to help them be more independent is we give them tasks around the house that they can do. So yes, does it take longer? Yes, of course it takes longer. But I would rather teach them how to clean up after themselves now. So when they're like 8 years old, 10 years old, I'm not the one doing it. It's already expected that they're going to clean up after themselves. Like, they're not expecting me to do everything. So I'd rather teach them that now, take that time to do it now, than deal with the consequences later. So that's the third thing we do, is just give them simple, age-appropriate chores. The fourth thing is we let them make choices. Now, this goes mostly for my four-year-old. So we let her make choices as to things like, what do you want to eat for breakfast? I'll give her a couple of choices. And we've noticed that that does better with her. So I've seen sometimes people say giving their kids choices, it doesn't work well for them. But we've noticed that, like, if I ask her, you know, do you want a taco today or a quesadilla? Then she's more likely to eat the food that she chooses. So it works well for us when she gets to decide, like, do you want to wear the purple shorts or the pink shorts? Then she's actually excited to get dressed. Letting her make her own choices has been very helpful for us, like choosing her snacks. Every night before we go to bed, she chooses which book she wants to read, which is usually the same book every single night, but it's her choice. So we just let her make more choices around the house, and she loves that. Like, she feels very empowered. I think it helps her feel more confident. She's learning how to make decisions at an early age, because a lot of us struggle with decision making. So she's learning to make these decisions and not make them be a big deal. Like, she's not worried all the time about making the wrong decision. So she just decides and then we move on. So that's good to learn as well, is learning just how to make decisions and learning to just be okay with the decision you make. So we really focus on letting her make a lot of her own choices and decisions. And then the fifth thing that we do is and this is for my four-year-old as well, we let her solve problems. So especially when we're like homeschooling, because we started homeschooling, I think she was about two, we started doing like a preschool. We use Mommy and Me preschool, and it's a play-based preschool. She absolutely loves it. And so we've been doing that. And whenever she's struggling with something, I don't jump right in and help her. I sit there and I just wait. Like, if we're just sitting there in silence and she's thinking, I just sit there and I wait until she either, like, she'll have to ask me to help her. So, and that's one thing too, because she's in speech therapy. So that's one thing that we had to work on, was her asking for help instead of her just getting frustrated and crying and never telling us that there's a problem. We've been working on her actually asking for help. So that's another reason I do that as well. But instead of just giving her the answer, like, if I see her, if she's writing her name and she doesn't know which letter comes next, instead of just telling her, we'll just sit there and wait. And I just give her the time to think, because not all of us process information at the same speed. So just because, you know, I know what letter comes next, like, she doesn't. So I just sit there and I wait, and then she'll either figure it out or she'll say, what's next? And then I'll tell her which letter is next. So I don't rush in and solve problems for her. I give her the time to solve it on her own, or she can develop the skill of asking for help, because again, a lot of us struggle with asking for help. So I'm teaching her from an early age that it's okay to ask for help. Like, it doesn't say anything bad about you to ask for help. So that's the fifth thing that we do, is we let her solve her own problems. And if she can't solve them, we let her know that it's okay to ask for help. And it's not only okay, it's encouraged. Like, don't suffer alone. So those are the five things we do to help our kids be more independent. So the first thing was create a safe, child-friendly environment within our home. The second thing is we encourage self-care. The third thing is that I give them simple chores that they do and they love to do. The fourth thing is I let them make choices, let them make their own decisions within reason, of course. And then the fifth thing is that I help them develop problem-solving skills. So those are the five ways that I help my kids be more independent, so that they're not constantly needing me for everything. And this has definitely worked great with us as a homeschooling family. I work from home, so that frees up time for me as well, because, you know, if they want a snack and I'm in the middle of working, my four-year-old can just go grab her a snack and I'll just open it for her. So it definitely saves me a lot of time and it saves them a lot of frustration. So that is how they are more independent. If you're interested in homeschooling and you are just like dipping your toe in with your preschooler, definitely check out Mommy and Me Preschool. That is the play-based curriculum that we use where they're actually up running around doing things and learning while they're running around doing things instead of just sitting down at a table doing worksheets and then they end up hating school because it's very boring. So that's why we love Mommy and Me Preschool, because she's up running around looking for the letters of her name or writing her name with shaving cream, like doing really fun things like that. And it's very simple, very inexpensive. They give you a list of the items that you'll need for each week to prepare in advance. So it's very simple to use, doesn't take a lot of time, and they're gonna learn so much. So I'll leave the link for Mommy and Me Preschool down in the description. And I'll see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Smart Productive Mom podcast. If you found this information helpful, please leave a written review so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with the super moms in this community, come hang out with us in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to connect with you. See you there.